are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information, fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or when in doubt, you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. The phone line is 515-604-9715, access code 708922, and the ID is targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, simply type in the address bar freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Tonight, we are going to be speaking finally about microwave poisoning. And the first thing that I'm going to do is give you a cross-section from some countries that have set their limits on microwaves. This is current information. It is not doctored. It is not edited. It is here for your benefit. Now, we started and evolved from 0.00000000001 microwatts per cubic centimeter. Now, our five-star country, Austria, 0.0001 microwatts. Austria, outdoor, 0.001. Liechtenstein, 0.1 microwatts per centimeter squared. So a centimeter squared would be a cube measuring centimeter to centimeter to centimeter to centimeter, etc., a square cube. And these measurements will fit in that cube. So Liechtenstein, 0.1 microwatts. The Ukraine, 2.4. Luxembourg, 2.4. Bulgaria, 2.4. Belgium, 2.4. Switzerland schools and hospitals, 4.25 Switzerland general restriction. 9.5 microwatts. Hungary, 10 microwatts. Poland, 10 microwatts. France, 10 microwatts. Italy, 10 microwatts. Russia, 10 microwatts. China, 10 microwatts. Canada, 1,000 microwatts. And last but not least, the United States, 200 microwatts to 1,000 microwatts. So to compare with the other countries, in all fairness, the United States has a high limit, the same as Canada, 1,000 microwatts. This is based on frequencies between 300 megahertz and 300 gigahertz in microwatts over centimeter squared. So, as you can see, the United States does not think too much of its citizens, nor does Canada. China thinks more of their citizens. Russia thinks more of their citizens, and so on. Austria, the five-star winner, thinks very highly of its country and its citizens. In the electromagnetic hypersensitive survey results, participants reported illnesses which they believe are related to their electrical sensitivity. Among these illnesses are sensitivity to sun, light, and sound. Soviet documents regarding microwave sickness also mentions these sensitivities. This is a possible consequence of radiation exposure. In a paper by Kalada, Fukalova, and Gonkarova, presented in way back in 1973 at a Warsaw microwave symposium, health effects of 30 to 300 megahertz radiation were outlined. Among 50 Soviet workers exposed for at least 5 years, one of those reported a symptom was a lowered threshold sensitivity to ultraviolet radiation. Another Soviet researcher, Petrov, in summarizing findings of many other Soviet microwave studies, stated in that edition to the characteristic symptoms of headaches, fatigue, dizziness, nausea, chest pain, etc. Exposure to bright lights and loud noises can irritate microwave sickness. Petrov also indicated that as microwave sickness progressed, difficulty concentrating may become manifest. In the EHS survey results, difficulty concentrating tied for first place with skin problems as the most common EHS symptoms. Soviet research on skin effects of microwave exposure found thermal level millimeter waves, 30,000 gigahertz, most apt to produce skin effects. Tolgaskaya and Gordon explained that the millimeter waves were most absorbed by the skin and most irritating to the skin's nerves, resulting in their sending an intensive flow of impulses along the afferent fibers to the spinal ganglia and on into the brain. Centimeter waves were less absorbed by the skin than millimeter waves, and therefore produced fewer skin effects. Even so, their studies of non-thermal centimeter waves found uneven thickenings, mutual impregnation, and varicose distensions in skin nerve fibers of animals exposed to 1 millimeter over centimeter squared for 1 hour daily over 100 to 200 days. Decimeter waves, 300 to 3,000 megahertz, had even less absorption at the skin level and produced the least noticeable skin effects of the microwave range. However, in rating the overall health hazards of microwaves, Tolgaskaya and Gordon rated centimeter waves most harmful, with decimeter and millimeter waves second and third. Now, we haven't heard decimeter waves, at least not in the news. We see them in research, but not in the news. So, decimeter waves are something that we have to research. Now, these are all based on animal experiments at lethal microwave exposures. In concluding the Soviet studies, an interesting insight into the skin nervous system, interrelationships during the development and promotion of microwave sickness was proposed by Tolgaskaya and Gordon. First, electromagnetic exposures at a variety of frequencies at non-thermal intensities stimulate the sensory nerve fibrils of the skin and penetrating more deeply. The EMFs stimulate the sensory nerve fibrils of visceral receptive fields. They stated that the neurons in the spinal ganglia were the primary receptors of this stimulation, which was carried from there to the brain, particularly the interneural synapses of the cerebral cortex. Therefore, EMF stimulation of the brain occurs directly via deeply penetrating exposures, and also indirectly via nerves which carry the stimulation to the brain. So the skin, as we all know, is the largest organ of the body. Its duty is to protect the skeleton and organs, muscles, from attack from organisms to insects. But the skin is not helpless against the sun, but it is helpless against microwaves. Therefore, electromagnetic hypersensitivity is something you will hear more of all the time. And incidentally, the fifth generation that's going up and rolling out everywhere is 1 watt per cubic centimeter. So that dwarfs all of the numbers that I gave you earlier. Poland adopted the Soviet UHF ultra-high frequency occupational radiation standards, which limited worker exposure above 0.01 as acceptable. By 1963, however, Poland relaxed the standards while adding limits for the general public and for intermittent occupational radiation exposure. The new unrestricted continuous exposure limit for a worker working 1 day. Okay, folks, we are going to commercial. Thank you so much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks, Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Oh, calling you. Can you hear me?
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number. You can even leave a short message. You can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Telephone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in the address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Incidentally, as I said, we are meeting this evening. After the show, you are welcome, more than welcome, to come over to the conference call. In case you've just tuned in, we are speaking about microwave poisoning. I've gone over a cross-section of countries and their high readings that they allow. The U.S. was at 1,000. Canada was at 1,000. The other countries were, the highest one was 10. And that's measured in microwatts, centimeters squared. Poland relaxed the standards while adding limits for the general public and for intermittent occupational radiation exposure. The new unrestricted continuous exposure limit for a working day was 0.2 microwatts. Above that level, restrictions applied with 10 as the upper level. It should be known that readings above 0.1 can cause problems in electromagnetic hypersensitive individuals. The general public's exposure limit, as I said, was 0.01. The initial exams on people included a general physical, blood, urine, neurological, and eye tests, a chest x-ray, EEG, and EKG. After employment, annual medical checkups were also required. The new Polish standards were developed based on a review of Soviet, American, and Czechoslovakian research, in addition to their own research. Although the 1963 standards indicate an optimism about increasing radiation exposure, the scientific literature from Poland shows health problems in Polish microwave workers, which are the same as Soviet.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You, AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it, AncientLifeOil.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say. prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen, and welcome to TM Radio. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter. Or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number in a short message. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID Targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in the address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. We have been this evening discussing a lot of statistics and a lot of information that can be well used. And I'm going to go over the exposure limits just one more time, because this is what really got me. I'm going to start with our five-star winner, and that would be Austria. 0.0001 microwatts over centimeter squared. Austria, outdoor, 0.001 microwatts. Liechtenstein, 0.1 microwatts over centimeter squared. The Ukraine, 2.4. Luxembourg, 2.4. Bulgaria, 2.4. Belgium, 2.4. Switzerland schools and hospitals, 4.25. Switzerland general public, 9.5 microwatts. Hungary, 10. Poland, 10. France, 10. Italy, 10. Russia, 10. China, 10. Canada, 1,000. The United States of America, 1,000. All of these measurements are based on frequencies between 300 megahertz and 300 gigahertz in microwatts. And a low reading for the United States is 200 microwatts. So the United States ranges from 200 to 1,000. So the low limit is 200, high limit 1,000. In Canada, the high limit is 1,000. So if you're in North America, prepare to fry. Okay, I have a caller. Ken from New York. Go ahead.
Hi, Frank. When I heard the beep clear, I just heard you say something fry. Could you repeat that again? It sounded interesting.
Excuse me?
Didn't you say, I think I just caught the end of something you were talking about. Could you repeat that part again before I ask my question?
Sure. I think the last thing I was talking about were high limits for countries. And
oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood something. Have you ever heard of somebody? This was an early person associated with early research into microwaves. Have you heard of a physicist? Oh, he's long gone. His name was Gerard O'Neill.
Gerard O'Neill. I actually have not.
He was a physicist from Princeton, and one of his earliest theories was that microwave power could, in other words, power could be generated from outer space, turned into microwave, a microwave beam, beamed down to Earth and be reassembled into power again. In other words, converted from microwave back into usable power.
Now, once again, what is the transport method?
The transport method was a micro, would be like a megawatt microwave beam,
okay.
Microwave range. And he actually had some success into it, but he could never get it into production. And I think what happened was, it's not clear to me. I think somebody thought the idea was very interesting and that it could be turned into a weapon. rather than something usable for good. And like so many of these scientists, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, he ended up dying of cancer.
Oh, that's terrible. His work did not
Princeton
go
University.
Unnoticed. The federal government uses it now.
Yeah. And he might have built small models. He was also talented where he could not only theorize something as a physicist, but he also was able to build some of these projects, and he used to use these projects to motivate his students. There are websites dedicated to him. If you look up Gerard O'Neill, you'll find a website. And he tried to put some of these things that he invented into practice. He was never, his wife, I think, is still alive, and she said he was never successful in business, but none of his failures never occurred for technical reasons. It was just, he just wasn't good in business.
That's true of many people. They're not good in business simply because no one believes in what they're doing because they are so far advanced.
And I think that, and he also had something to do with inventing, I think, what's called the ring colliders that are used like in Brookhaven Laboratory, which is about 2 miles north of me where I live on Long Island. And he had something to do with this, about the either the ring collider or the atom smashers. He was the one that provided the theory that allowed these things to be built. I mean, he did this work from the 60s until I think he died sometime in the 90s, early 90s.
Did he have any, did he contribute at all to the CERN collider?
It probably, maybe indirectly, I think it was more of the Brookhaven Laboratory on Long Island. Only because
okay.
I'm not sure when CERN was invented, but,
How do you feel about, CERN and the stories you hear about CERN?
They sound pretty dark. I can tell you that much.
Yes, they do. I think we need clarification on what's actually coming out of there, whether we're having ghost stories or whether these are actual events. So we
it
need
sounds like
you
it-
know, proof.
It sounds like they're trying to crack a barrier into somewhere else, to put it, I don't know, simply. Is that the picture that you've gotten? Or
excuse me, sir?
No, I mean, I was saying that some of the stories I heard were pretty dark, and it sounds like they're trying to crack their way into some other dimension or something.
Well, if they get through, then what?
Yeah, I'm not sure that, I don't really understand this stuff. But I did want to compliment you because, look, I've been around electronics all my life. I've been a technician, but I never had any formal schooling in it. I just grew up with it, started out as an experimenter. But you have a very good way of teaching and explaining it, even though I'm fairly certain that you're not an electronics engineer by trade. Is that the case?
Actually, sound.
Ah, okay. All right. There's another little, I personally, like in my house, I went to the trouble of running extra wires. I just turned the radio off. Anybody can do that if you're worried about any kind of microwave interference or, affecting you. And I do have a sensitivity to loud noise, even though I've been around and playing music a good portion of my life. I don't like loud. I would never be in a car with a 300-watt amplifier. it really bothers me. I'm very sensitive to this stuff. And
I don't appreciate that either. It's totally unnecessary.
No, I like music, but I just don't like loud. I'm very sensitive to loud volume, and I turn off the Wi-Fi, and you know, if you're not lazy, just run a few extra wires around your house, and you can have your internet that way. Something that I came across once, I was in a box store. I was buying a refrigerator, and a woman had brought a microwave oven back, and she was complaining about it. And I noticed that I was standing nearby, and she was trying to show what was wrong with the microwave. She asked to have it plugged in. The salesperson plugged it in, and then she opened the door and said, "Look, it's still on while the door's open." And I went back.
God.
By the way, the woman was pregnant, and she had a stomach right in front of the mic. I backed away, and I said, "Turn that thing off." And they look at you like they're shocked.
And did you know that in Europe?
The interlock switch failed.
Okay. In Europe,
this never,
the instructions for microwaves are, when you turn it on, run to 6 meters away or rapidly retreat to 6 meters from it.
Well, I didn't have a tape measure with me, but I just backed away from it. And I tried to explain. I said, I never... You know, things like micro switches, which they put in the door of a microwave oven, that's the interlock switch, so that when you open them up, they're supposed to cut all the power off. I had never seen one where they actually someone opened the door and the microwave stayed on. It just shows you the level of manufacturing and how it's degenerated. And it was a major Korean brand, when I won't mention the name. But it could have been any one of them, and it just can't. And the woman, she was quite pregnant. She had a stomach right in front of it while she opened it up to demonstrate it.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's 2.4 gigahertz right there.
Yes, it's the same as Wi-Fi.
Pure focused now, microwave.
Yeah, are we talking about 600 to 1,000 watts?
Yeah,
I think that goes above the limits you were talking about.
Yeah, slightly.
Slightly, right?
Yeah.
And
we have a caller behind you. If
sure.
You'd like to join in with Mike from Kentucky, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want.
All right, Mike, come on in. Mike from Kentucky, are you still with us?
But I think... now I'm on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We have Ken from New York.
Yeah, Ken from New York. I was going to chime in and tell you, I know an older fella who I think was in the military between Korea and Vietnam, and on a base in the late 1950s, I think, or mid-1950s. When I started talking about some of this stuff locally, you know, like Tesla and different odd things about our atmosphere and things, you know, he said, you know, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but when I was on a certain military base, and he told me the military base he was on, I, you know, just in the southern United States, there's bunches of military bases. So I don't think I'm going to jeopardize who he was or is, if he's still alive, but I had numerous conversations with the guy, and I don't think he has any reason to lie. But he said he witnessed them transmitting power across that military base many miles, and I said, well, what were they doing with it? And I said, were they trying to use it to power like a radio, you know, remote base or something, like a radio? And he said, well, that probably would be a practical application for it, but that's in the mid to late 1950s. Now, amplifiers have to...
I hear music. Quite a bit. We're going to a break. I hear music.
Yeah.
You guys can, we're running out of time here, actually.
Oh.
But if you guys want
to... Oh, top of the hour?
No, I think you have something. What time? I don't think it's the top. It's 10:51.
Okay, I thought my clock was off. So anyway,
Go ahead.
I don't hear.
What I was going to say.
We can just
amplifiers. Since the 1950s have progressed quite a bit, I would say, in the range of, and he didn't know, I don't think, exactly what frequencies they were using, but it sounds like what you were talking about, you know, that physicist who was talking about taking solar power from space or something and beaming it down to the Earth.
That was Gerard O'Neill. He was just talking about generating conventional power and then...
Right.
Converting it to a microwave so that it would travel across space. And
well, what year is this?
Space.
What year is this, guy?
This
guy witnessed this on a military base before that. Okay,
yeah, it's entirely possible, sure. But
right.
He does have a website, Gerard O'Neill, and he was one of the... I've seen him on many shows a long, long time ago when he was still alive. And I suspect that he invented something that could have been used for good, and then somebody grabbed onto it and decided it would have a better military use, because if you didn't reassemble the power, you would just have a concentrated beam of microwaves, which would be a weapon, like a directed energy weapon.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
This was directed energy, apparently, because they were able to power a forward, you know, radio base or, you know, lookout repeater station or something with it. That's what he said they were doing. And it
was
many,
Tesla,
many miles.
I think. They were using Tesla's
probably
wireless electricity.
I was just going to mention that it's an updated version of what Tesla was experimenting. He was experimenting with the skipping stone type of scenario where he was using low frequencies and he would get them to skip like a stone across water go a certain distance.
And you were talking about car stereos and being around car stereo amplifiers that are like 300 watts. I have personal experience with, you know, the old tube amplifiers that were only a few watts, 10, 15 watts per channel, and they were tube type, or even the early
66.
Like Heath kit. Huh?
Yeah, I grew up in that time. I'm 66, so when I learned how to repair, it was in the early 70s, and we had a 15-watt amplifier would be a pair of 6V6s. I'm familiar with all that. I learned how to repair those things when they first came out.
What,
you had to repair to the component level.
But the dynamic range of those amplifiers was so much greater that you had a lot of sound out of those, you know. Even a Heathkit at one point, a 25-watt amplifier. I did a DJ setup with that, and I built my own speakers. And if you've got the right speakers with good efficiency, you don't need 300 watts. And a lot of these car stereos, it's fraud. They're 300 watts as peak, not root mean square. So they're not rated the same, a lot of them. The distortion level is higher, the harmonic distortion and all that. So a lot of the stuff is, like you say, it's just gotten cheaper, and you pay more for less. It's just sad. And it's being made with slave labor, basically, in third world countries.
Microwaves go, the thing about microwaves, what we're talking about, is that certain, as you sweep through a frequency range, a cell or some other object will resonate. You will hit a certain frequency and something will that you're aiming it at or something that's nearby will start to dance. We would call, right, Frank? We would call that resonance. And then as soon as you raise the frequency up a little bit, that particular object will stop dancing and another type of object will start dancing to the tune,
very
so
good.
To speak. Right? It's like a resonance. It's things that resonate with a, you know, people talk about frequencies. It would be, it would be better to describe what it's actually doing things resonate, and that's where the problem is. It could be something in your body, it could be a particular cell, it could be blood, or a particular...
I think they deplete the acids in our body that are crucial for our immune system, be they, you know, ascorbic acid, oxalic acid.
You hit the nail on the head, Mike.
Sure,
in an unintentional experiment with that.
Sure, the combinations are infinite. In the end, there's a lot of trial and error involved in it. And I think the shame of it is, again, the overall shame is that this Gerard O'Neill came up with something good, a modern version of what Tesla was playing around with. And I think somebody recognized it to be a weapon. You know, somebody else had died of cancer, and he wasn't even playing with those kind of frequencies. You remember the Coral Castle guy, Ed Lee Scanlon? He had worked with this stuff for years, and then all of a sudden, one day, he fell sick, he packed his bags up, he went off to a hospital, and he died of cancer in 1950.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think whatever this technology can really do is a double-edged sword. It could possibly cure things, and if you use something the wrong way, or maybe the wrong phase or resonance, it could damage you.
Okay.
Well, defeat the blood-brain barrier, or cause a leakage across membranes in your body. I mean, it's just, I don't think
okay, guys, I've got to let you go because
Alrighty. We
are signing out right now.
Yeah. Good night.
I'd like to say thank you guys, Ken and Mike, and God bless you all, and thank you to my audience, and good night from Boston, Massachusetts.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to